At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
He hung up. Let me call him back.
No.
Please.
Sure, he's still here.
Terry, let's bring him on before he decides to hang up. Terry, sorry. Cake and all these different things took my imagination. OCD, but too late to do anything about it. Terry, we briefly, I don't know if you caught this, we briefly read your email. Time got against us. We didn't get back to it. And then Fat Boy, again, freaking radio's person of the day.
Hell yeah. We'll
take saving it. The day.
Yeah. Tracked him down.
Reached back out to you, said, "Hey, you want to come on there?" And you're like, "Hell yeah, I will." So walk us through this for those that didn't catch the mail sack on Monday.
Okay. All right. So, basically, and this is the most confusing relationship I've ever been in. But we've been dating. I've been dating this girl for a long time, and long enough that things are getting real hot and heavy. And at the end of the day, we're getting more physical, and all of a sudden these restrictions come in. It's like, you can do this, but you can't do that. I'll do this, but I won't do that. It's like we're having a signing of a home sale before we go to the next step.
Oh.
And you know, I thought when things are getting hot and heavy, you know, things get hot and heavy, and then, you know, all these rules just kind of, well, I'm trying to, you know, I'm on the radio.
No, I know, man. I know. You just had like that 1920s gangster tone. You said, yeah, like, hot and heavy. Know? Yeah, see?
I'm making
oh, my God.
Yeah.
Things are happening. Yeah.
We're going to third base, you hear? So, you know, I'll tell you what my first thought is like she's maybe like so into you that she's like trying to slow it down and pace it a little bit because she's like, all right, I know this is gonna happen, but I don't want to like do it all.
Oh yeah, so that's good. She wants to savor it, you know.
Yeah,
she wants to unwrap you slowly.
The thing is I got to home plate already, fellas and lady. I mean, I've
already
gotten
face
there.
First.
I did not get tagged out.
You didn't get bunted. You didn't get bunted in, did you?
No,
go ahead.
There was no button. There was no button.
What is Jackie Steele's home really about?
Yeah, really. Come on. But this could mean something different these days. But home base, that's pretty.
Yeah, that's pretty much. Now the bases have changed, but yeah, the home base is still the same.
Yeah,
he's talking about in the butt.
Yeah,
he didn't have a pinch runner.
Oh, whoa!
No,
whoa.
No, okay. No, I know what you're saying. Go ahead. But try to be a family show here.
Oh, so. Yeah, but no. here, at the end of the day, I mean, she won't take her shirt off, and the bra stays on the whole time. That's okay.
Yeah,
that's the whole thing about it, guys. And I mean, I guess what's up with that? Because
let me kill the buzz. Do you think there's any medical situations? Perhaps.
Oh, yeah.
That's once this all came back to me that what this was truly about. I was like, you know what? Like that might be a thing where. Okay, I'm gonna ask this very kind of awkward question now. Like when
Come on.
Does she, like, when you see her with, does she have an ample bosom?
That's a good question.
You know?
Oh, just, are you, I mean, yeah.
Okay, okay.
I think it, okay. I personally think it looks great. I've just never seen it, but I think it looks great.
Okay,
from,
right.
Know, just an outside perspective, walking along down the street.
And you don't know
everything
any,
looks
any kind of prior medical kind of thing that...
I haven't heard about that, and I've asked kind of that direct question, like, what's going on? And the answer is, I just don't like to take my bra off. No, I just don't like to take my shirt off. And I'm just like...
They don't seem comfortable, though. Like, she got a situation to where maybe the... like the nipple itself is bigger than the boob itself,
oh,
like
yeah,
like a football nipple. Like,
and somebody's made fun of it in the past, and she thinks, like, I don't want to kill the buzz. We happen to have someone who's all things knower about breasts. Paige, what would you say outside of the medical situation that could be, and
I
we don't know?
I can think of two scenarios. First, she may have stretch marks that she's embarrassed of.
Good point. Has she lost weight? Like, used to be heavier, maybe, and lost weight? Because stretch marks don't go away.
I mean,
I'm here to take it.
Around the
world. I don't know. I don't know that she has.
Okay.
I can ask.
No, you can't.
But I don't think she. Yeah.
You feel around there on the sides, whatever. You feel it's like you're a blind person reading Braille.
And secondly, she...
Go ahead and offend them all while we're at it.
Maybe she puts, like, the chicken cutlets in there to make her boobs bigger.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Like, false advertisement.
And she doesn't want to
let right,
you know.
That ain't right.
Well, I mean, you know, if you got to do it.
Well, if it's a medical situation, yes. But the other, to me, is false advertising.
Why?
If that's chicken cutlets, that's free food. So, like, I'm fine with that, man.
They're great.
Like,
they're raw, though.
I have stuffed them in many a dress with
them. Where?
Not me, but for other people that when I was a
stylist. Now, do you have some rotisseries in there?
I was going to say,
you
got some Cornish hens rocking tonight.
If you can make them look the best that they can, you do that.
But what if a guy had a Red Bull can down the front of his pants, and when you went out with him, whatever, you're like, I can't wait to look at that bulge. And then when you get down on your knees and he drops trout, a Red Bull can pops out, and he's like, oh, let me get my cutlet out.
That can sound.
And then Droopy enters the party.
Good Lord.
She'd be so drunk, she starts sucking on the can.
I'd be like, good Lord, I think I broke your penis. Make that can sound.
You know what
please.
Would happen. They would be mad. Like, what a false advertisement.
I want you to make that can sound. Oh, I think I broke something. I'm so sorry.
Don't worry, I recycle it. Oh, Lord. God. All right, let's get to what you call...
I'll give you wings, you know.
Yeah, but not wings.
Oh,
so here's
boy.
The thing.
Yeah.
I want to be extremely sensitive to this, that if it does turn out to be a medical thing, let's keep that on the forefront, because that... I've known folks. We've all known somebody that's maybe through others that have went through situations like that, and I cannot imagine. But if it's not that, how does a guy present this to a woman? Like, we are told as Homo sapiens, that means, humans.
Hang on now.
We are told is, see, you can't call a Homo sapien anything short. Like, you can't.
As soon as you hear that first, you hear those
like
first four
letters.
If they
don't want to use it, can we take it? Or can we just be sapiens? All right, let me get to the point.
Okay.
If we're supposed to talk about our feelings as a couple, right? And I expressed to you, look, I don't know what this is, and I want to be sincere about this. I'd like to see those things bouncing around.
And
when
I would,
you're on top
I wouldn't
of me.
Say to her, I don't care what they look like, you know, because you don't know. She may have had a biopsy.
That's
we don't know.
All kinds
things.
Of.
She might have eraser nipples,
but
real long.
But I think if you told her honestly that you wanted to see them and feel them, listen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he's not
for it. Intimacy, you know, because you want to feel skin to skin. Let her know that.
Yeah. Mm.
And take it to the next level.
Or what about this? And this is where I, as a guy, have to think about my words and the way it can be mistaken here. But I think when in the thrills of passion, you don't always verbalize everything. And that is not to say you do without asking, okay?
Ask,
but I'm saying,
man.
No, I say if you're going at it, start to take off her shirt. And if she pulls it down, don't resist. But then after, when you're smoking your cigarettes or eating your candy or whatever you do after sex, you say, you know, there was a time when I tried to take your shirt off. There's your icebreaker.
Yeah.
Because if you hold this in, it's just going to come out weird. And you're going to, like, that's where your mind's going to be during sex, where you ever had sex but thinking about something else, or you're kind of watching TV out the one eye? There's a ball game on in the back. You're not fully there, and the end result's just not as good because you're not fully immersed.
So you might have a lopsided situation going on.
Like, you got to kind of meditate with each other while you're having sex. But I'm saying, you reach up there, start to very gingerly kind of remove that top, and if she moves it down, don't let it kill the buzz, and then later that's your way to ask her. And then please let us know. And I hope to God that it's not anything bad, you know. She had to go through some bad stuff. Maybe it's just like Fatboy says, she got weird-shaped nipples or something.
Or just say, hey, let's take each other's clothes off. That's kind of sexy.
This would be like if he just, if he left his pants on and just, you know, unzipped. Which is weird.
I don't like,
this is the
equivalent.
I don't even like when, you know, there's been past situations where I'm like, take your bra off, too. No, it makes my back hurt. And I'm like, what? Like, cause, you know, that.
I think somebody in the room is not a fan of that.
Who? Her?
Hmm. Yeah, I just don't want to, like, I don't know if you said that on the air or not. Like,
what, take it? Oh, I don't know. I feel weird to ask. Can I ask you that?
Yeah, sometimes when I get home, that's the first thing that gets
But do you leave it on because it keeps them from moving about hurting?
In sex? No, I don't care.
Okay. Wow, listen
to you. I'm a nudist.
Dang. Right. Got a golf course that's right up your alley.
All right.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Seriously, can we, whenever you're ready or whenever you talk to her and whenever this happens again, I don't know how often you get laid, but like, give us an update and let us know what happened. Because I think that's like, there's a lot of things that can apply to, like, hey, honey, why don't you ever shave anymore? Like, you can, there's ways to find out.
Or ask her if she'd strip for you.
I think, hey, not a bad idea.
Listen to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could call it like a second base update for you guys. You know?
Well, that sounds lame, but we'll come up with a better name and do it.
Okay. I know. But yeah.
All right, my friend. Good luck with that. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good morning. Right, you know, I feel real good about that that advice.
Yeah.
Normally, I'm embarrassed by the advice we give, but today I was.
I just don't know what kind of update he would give. Like, you know,
this was what was why she wouldn't take it off.
Do you expect every
my nipples get cold?
Every woman to be picture perfect.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The bigger your areolas, the bigger the hole.
You look like a...
So if you got the end of a football, as we always say.
Football nipple. You got the urethra's bigger than the boob
you
itself.
You look like a stripper clown.
Who's that?
Things cut out in the wrong places.
Oh.
I'm glad our male parts are not colored like nipples are. That'd be odd.
Yeah, like, you know what? God.
It's like, it looks like it's dipped in chocolate.
This could go into a very strange spot. Oh, so many fleeting thoughts.
I know, man. It's like when you come in here, it's like ADD.
Yeah. Crack no, good, mic. Though. Like, real good. Like, I've wrote all kind of notes down. I got to remember before we go any further to say happy birthday. It's not... Gosh, I can't remember. Hold on, let me scroll back down. I made a promise.
I love these shout-outs because you always forget who they are.
Well, it always... I know, that's the most
it's
important
a very
thing.
Unhappy and birthday that's the for part, you.
No, I just make sure... Okay. Happy Ooh. Birthday from... Tony with a Y Tony. To P1 pubic moose. And the muse, the moose is spelled like a dessert. I thought it was pubic mousy at first. But there's the,
it's not spelled like the product?
I don't know if that's like a product you get at Sally Beauty Supply. It's like pubic moose. It's right by
with
the balsamic
S's?
Butter.
Or two E's.
M-O-U-S-S-E.
Ooh.
I'm here for the pubic moose.
You guys have pubic moose.
I need some pubic moose.
I need to get a little body below the belt. You know what I'm saying?
I want to make horns out of my hair down there.
Wow. I don't know what happened.
It's got to be a real
anyway,
product, right?
Happy birthday to...
pubic moose.
What you might, like? It could be public mouse. It could be public mouth. I mean, they, all these misspellings here lately.
Lord. Autocorrect got them. It's like, that's what you're going to be now. You might have been public mouse, but guess what? You're pubic moose now. Just like Big Brown, Bog Brown, he's been so much.
Oh, Bog.
So many different things.
You know, I that's something that was said there, like, led me to the... And I was like, you know, for a second, I was like, don't do that. But, you know, who am I protecting? Only myself. I have this... You mentioned the nipple about the discoloration. Yeah. So I've always had a mole on my nipple. As my whole life.
That's what's going to turn it.
You're such a lady. I mean, like, that's every woman that I've ever told that to. Have you had a check?
You got the doctor?
Have you had a check?
You got to get in the mobile mammography.
It's a mole. I got, like, a lot of, not moles, meaning like 3D moles, like, you know. Skin tag moles, you know, that
kind of thing.
Sure,
it's not an old booger.
You know how, like, old nice. Old people, I remember an old woman that went to our church. It looked like she had a piece of Italian sausage just sitting on her shoulder.
Oh, shut up.
Like, it was an old mole. It looked like a piece of sausage that you'd get, like, on a, you know, Domino's pizza. The little, and it was just sitting on her shoulder. And I was like, Daddy, what is that?
I haven't moved.
It's a mole, Matthew.
Why'd you say it like that?
That's the way I talked as a kid.
What, did you go flick it like a...
Chris Rock stole my gift.
Flick it.
Go up there and flick it to her.
And so, but anyway. But as I've... And this is not a... Certainly not a... look at me. Because I'm not going to allow you to take photos. But I had a mole on my man breast. And now that I've lost weight and tried to, like, firm it up or whatever...
Yeah.
It makes it expand.
Oh, no, it got bigger.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Can I reveal this to you?
Sure.
You have to, I mean, I don't know if you'll be able to see it from there, and I'll have to turn the lights on.
Okay. Do you want to go on video?
No.
Scientific.
No, because I don't know. I'll have to think about it.
Okay.
I have to think now, too. Like, I got to think about this at one point. Like my grandson's going to eventually, you know, go to school one day and stuff. You
Hopefully.
Know? He's 3, and, like, I don't want him to, oh, yeah, I know your grandpa. He's got the messed up nipple. Like, I have to keep things like that in kind of, like, but at the same time, I have to be me.
Paige, please tell me you have a mole in your nipple, and you're next. Yeah, I don't know if.
Can you see it?
Yeah, is that a mole?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it used to be smaller when my boob was bigger. So now that it's firmed up, it's making the skin of the nipple, whatever you would call that.
Just squeeze it one more time. Yeah, look at that.
Look, that's all I can get a handful of now. I love that. I used to grab several handfuls of breasts.
Yeah, I want you to push them together real quick.
But like, oh no, don't give me that look of concern, Paige. I'm not.
It's pronounced.
It looks like I got shot with a paintball gun.
I'm looking to see the shape of the mole. That's all.
It's not a mole anymore. It's like half my... I want to say the T word.
If it grows in the changes color or shape, you need to definitely have that checked out.
It has. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think she got close enough to really see it.
I don't need to see it.
Look, just look at it.
Do I have your permission to shove my boob in your face?
Yeah, but you have to remember.
You never asked me when you used to do it.
That's true. I never got a tip. Okay.
You know what sucks out of this? Look.
Yeah, but I would say, I'm not even looking at that. I would say that if it's, because I had a biopsy last year, because I'm concerned on my face.
I know, I'm not falling for that. People are texting me, take a picture of it and put it on there, we'll have doctors. No. I shouldn't have said it. I don't want it to be, I'm not making fun of things. No. I just literally, in my mind, because I would always ask, like, you know, hey, is that, what is that about?
Moles on different parts of your body, very, very normal.
Okay.
It's when they start to grow and change shape is when you need to be alerted with that kind of
thing. If it starts to overtake your nipple, like, you know, they're fighting for same spot.
Yeah.
You should probably go check
it
out.
If it looks like I'm wearing, like, one coconut shell on one side.
If your nipples are playing Risk.
If it looks like a pasty over
checkmate.
Pasty.
Oh, no. It's like I had a pen in my pocket, like an old pocket protector, and the pen just started leaking out of my breast.
Yeah, that's a great description, actually. Black pen.
It's moles are very, very, very common.
Is that a pasty? Yeah. No, it's a mole.
Oh. Mm. Hey, you got some? Did you get some chocolate pudding on your breast? No, it's my mole. Thanks for pointing that out.
It does like somebody just walked up to you with a Sharpie and just, you know, jabbed you real
quick.
It's
like my crack mole. Like, you know, dude.
We gotta see that one
elementary school. You want to see? I don't want to do that one.
If you did.
I have right in the crack of my ass, I have a mole as well. And in elementary school, when kids are, you know, for the most part, not cruel to the degree they get to in middle school and whatnot. And this one brilliant child at Cone Elementary School, when I was in the fourth, but maybe the fifth grade, I bent over, as typically it would be, and I was this particular one. And I will bring that. I'm you getting the full me today, y'all. This is something I've never talked about.
Unfiltered Mattman.
I was on the front page of the Greenville News when I was a kid, and because this is hurting my soul to talk about, because I'm opening up a wound. I really am.
Can we get that? Somebody at the Greenville News, can you send that to us, please?
No. So, look, here's the thing. There was a clown that came to my school. You laugh. This is horrifying. There was a clown that came to Cone Elementary School, and he was doing a bit at the in the thing, and he needed some assistance to put his jacket back on. And it was one of those things, kind of like a, Jesus, like a Charlie Chaplin bit where I'm putting one sleeve on for him, and then I'm going to the other side, and when I do that, he pulls that one off, and we're going in a circle of trying to help him put his jacket on. And the jacket had fallen to the ground. Now, many of you are going to laugh about this, and if you do, damn your souls.
All of you.
I bend over to help him get the jacket on, and that is when they snapped the photo, and they printed a fat me as a young boy's crack of my ass in the newspaper of the Greenville, South Carolina News.
I'm sure it's been spread around the dark web already to those, you know, swing sniffers.
And my Aunt Wanda, and Aunt Wanda, if you hear this, I love you. This is just retelling a story. She worked at the Greenville News at the time, and she got my mama the 8x10.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code podcast at grunz.co. That's code podcast at GRUNS.co.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
That was used. The press phone.
And they loved it.
And framed it. And I'm like, you don't understand what this is doing to me. And this, so that kid, this is back when all that happened. He's like, and you have a mole back there. You're an ass mole. You're an ass mole.
The clown started it, probably. Ass mole.
Dude, I wonder. That combined with my weird Halloween costume where I was dressed as a clown, and it looks like the cover of a Rob Zombie movie, like me sitting there carrying a brown grocery bag, a paper bag as my candy bag, and wearing half a clown costume. It looked like I was going to turn into a psycho murderer.
I still got to see when you were Mr. T.
You don't.
We got to see those pictures.
No. You Keep don't see, get to fool. See that one or me as a Thriller.
You've lived a
You're
fool.
Not allowed to see. And Rob Inario, before you texted to me, to allow. See, Rob was at an event with me one time that was at a residence of a family member, and family member had the picture. Without my knowledge, Rob took a picture with his foot. I know.
Rob.
I'll sue you, Rob.
Oh, my God.
We got to get that picture, Rob.
No. No.
We gotta get
That, you know what?
I got a mole on my nipple, fool.
I feel like Trudeau in Canada right now. I was a young boy. I was emulating my heroes. Get off.
Put some candy in my bag, fool.
My favorite show at that time was Different Strokes, and then Mr. T, and then the time when Mr. T was on Different Strokes, I was like, oh, man.
The heavens opened up.
He was the Gooch?
No, he wasn't the Gooch.
He was the bike shop owner. He was the real one.
He wasn't that. See,
come here, fool.
He didn't need to be on that show. That was also a messer with your brain.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I said walk.
I'm Betty Disney.
Betty Disney.
Lillian, it says.
Lily.
Lily Disney. That's Lily. Nice name.
So Lillian's like, you know, Walt, Mortimer is too hard to say. Let's name him Mickey. And he did it. So
Lillian.
I was looking that up.
That's a pretty name.
Steamboat Willie was the cartoon that went into public domain, meaning it can, which, you know, the more I think about that, I liked it, but then I was like, you know, what if I wrote Alice in Wonderland? I would want my future generations to reap the benefits of it. But after 100 years or so, it becomes part of the world.
Yeah, or it reverts. Something just reverted too, and I'm trying to remember what it was, like a big property.
Well,
as far as that goes.
You know, Winnie the Pooh was lost to it. There were several other ones. But anyway, so Steamboat Willie of Mickey Mouse, they're making a parody. Well, let's not call it a parody. I mean, I think it would be, but it's a horror movie called Screamboat Willie.
Good gracious.
Screamboat Willie. And
I saw another one that's along these same lines, too.
What? Oh, another, like, parody film?
It's called Popeye the Slayer Man.
No way.
Yeah, I saw it on the one of the streamers. I'm like, what is this?
Is it because everything's in public domain now and they're not?
I don't think Popeye is. Maybe it is.
It says a curious group of friends sneak into an abandoned spinach canning factory.
Oh, God.
To investigate the legend of the Sailor Man who haunts the factory.
Oh, yes.
Look at him. Can you see him?
No, I can't.
See if I can make it a little bigger. He's huge. But it looks not even real.
That's Pluto, though, right?
No, that's Popeye.
Good Jesus.
But Popeye is huge.
Pluto's got to be a monster then.
Big arms, skinny legs.
See if I can pull up a clip. But the way the stuff reverts is ridiculous. Like, who lets that happen?
Courts.
Here's some kids going into the factory. Let's see Popeye. Come on, this is a clip. Oh, yeah. Can you see him? Wait till he pops on the screen here. He's huge. There he is. Look at his arms.
God bless.
That's
like the Hulk.
He's killing.
He's like White Hulk.
Who played Popeye?
Robin Williams.
Yes.
Dude, it was so good. I was telling Fatboy about this. There's a meme that's going around now. Do you remember the movie? I think it was an ESPN movie called Three, the Dale Earnhardt story.
Yeah, it was Barry Pepper.
Okay. So somebody's remade that and said, coming soon to theaters, Dale. But the picture is Robin Williams when he had a mustache. When he had a thick mustache. And people are reading it. Not realizing that Robin Williams is dead.
Yeah.
Because they're like, Jesus. Dude, anybody but Robin Williams to play Dale. Seriously, come on, man. It's like,
oh my God.
You know how good that would have been, though?
Oh God, I don't know.
Robin Williams was Dale Earnhardt.
I'm glad that they are the way they are with protecting his property and stuff because, like, man. The Dale stuff that could have been out there in the movies and, you know, who would have played him? It would have been like a Ryan Phillippe or somebody.
I mean, this film would be good if he sounded like Popeye, like Popeye the Sailor.
Yeah, God, is there olive oil?
Oh, Popeye.
He's so mad because she doesn't have any kind of body shape at all.
Oh, I don't know if... Oh, God. Gosh. This is real, man. He just crushed the dude.
So that is in public domain.
Yeah, I didn't think it would be. I kind of want to hear what he sounds like. But
what
I don't
is
know what
it after 100 years or something?
I think it is, yeah.
I don't know what he's saying in this clip.
Well, you should check it good.
Let me make sure I got the...
Well, a lot of them are unrated.
What are ya?
Oh, he sounds like a... We can't say that word.
Oh, he doesn't sound like
you can
like
go with the M or the R.
He sounds a little touched.
Oh.
But with Screamboat Willie, though, this is where it's...
They've gone too far.
It's a killer mouse, but he's now... he's only killing women. And, for instance, and this is giving it all away, but I doubt any... Those that care probably already know about this, and those that don't won't go see it anyway. But so one of the girls that he kills is Cindy. She wears elegant dresses and long blonde hair. Cindy, maybe short for Rella. And then you've got him with a girl that's from the Middle East named Jazzy, like Jasmine.
Oh.
And then you got him fighting killing a girl named Bella, who maybe
like
attracted
Beauty
to a lion.
Beauty and the Beast.
Then you got Ariana that smells like fish.
She's the Little Mermaid.
Yep. And then you got Rory from, like, Aurora from Sleeping Beauty. And they're, all Disney princess women.
That's not right.
I think I found it. Is this the trailer to it? These are all the characters.
Well.
Oh, geez.
Yes. But listen to, Fatboy, this is where you'll pop for this. The boat that they filmed that movie on, Screamboat Willie, which hits theaters on April 2nd. Was filmed on Colin Jost's boat in Staten Island on that ferry.
Oh, yeah, he owns the ferry with Pete Davidson, right?
Is that really? I didn't know he was in on it with him.
Man, we're gonna get a screener for it because who plays Steamboat Willie is Art the Clown. Yeah, from Terrifier.
Ooh.
I don't want to see that.
You know they're gonna send us one. So it might not be as brutal as Terrifier.
That looks like it's filmed really well, though. I'm not usually into that kind of crap, but if it's...
I love serial killers, don't get me wrong.
You're a woman, of course.
But I don't want to see people suffer.
Like, I never watched Pooh, Blood, and Honey.
Nuh-uh.
But a lot of people did check it out.
I started watching that, and I don't know. I know my track record with movies.
I'll tell you, it wasn't considered a parody movie or anything, but... One of my favorite movies from last year, no crap, was Cocaine Bear.
That was fun.
I loved that movie.
That was a fun, entertaining
movie.
Just the fact that somebody thought to do that, like, I mean, that's horrifying.
What really happened?
Well, yeah, but not with the drugs falling out of the plane and everything, but like the fact that's terrifying.
Yep.
A bear that's high on coke, that has more speed, it's faster, and you know, I mean, you could give him weed, but he'd probably hibernate for several hours.
He'd want honey.
Wake up hungry as hell, but
they took some liberties with it for sure, but it was a fun movie.
And that old lady that was in it too, the park ranger, she was great. It was a good movie.
Oh yeah, she's in a bunch of stuff. Margot, I forget her name.
You jerk. Listen, I just, not you, fat boy, this person texting in. I just said, what was it? April 2nd. Oh, maybe you're on a delay.
Screamboat.
Screamboat.
Get us a copy. I want to see it.
I would watch that. I would watch that. The other one, that Popeye movie, Popeye the Slayer Man. Yep. My God.
It's on one of the streamers now.
It's ridiculous.
They sounded like, "Give me the opinion, man."
Yeah, he's really from Ireland.
I want Popeye to sound like.
Sound like Becky Lynch.
Like real Popeye.
There wasn't a real
like
one.
Like that.
Oh.
How about a step your head in?
Like, did you not for a while as a kid think, like, there were steroids in spinach?
Dang, I know. Yes. I'm like, come on.
Wow.
I'm going to eat my spinach.
Dude, I'm
going to
eat my spinach and drink my milk. I'll get laid. I'll be strong.
Like, heck yeah.
Teenage cheerleaders will be into me. This was when I was a teenage boy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I can still cut it. That's cool.
I ate my spinach and look what happened to me.
I know.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.